hell were we going to talk about? Oh, yeah, we're talking about the fucking corporate lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
When I was younger, me and my friend both interviewed for Susquehanna Investments. It's like a, not a mutual fund, but some sort of private equity firm, whatever the hell they're called. And so he got the... He got, like, the invite to come, like, actual, like, to apply for the job, and I didn't get it after, like, two rounds. I didn't want the old boy crunching the numbers, dude, on the stock market.
Yeah, I can understand.
I had a whole interview process, and they were
You'd
like...
You'd be in there, like, we need to invest in the United Arab Emirates space program.
Well, they told me, I was, like, doing this math test, and they were, like, asking questions and all this, like, other trivia, and I'd be, like, I'd answer, and they'd be, like, uh-huh. In my head, I'm, like, dude, I can't believe I'm getting all these right. Then the last question, they're like, if there's two trains, one's leaving Chicago, one's leaving New York, one's going 87 miles an hour, the other one's going 120, going towards each other, and there's a fly flying back and forth between them, how many trips does a fly make before they touch? And I, like, sat there, and I was like, can I use a piece of paper? And I just, like, scribbled numbers on a piece of paper, just, like, beautiful mind stuff.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, 27.4? And the guy's like, uh-huh. And I was like, I got that right? He's like, no. I was like, fuck, I didn't get anything right.
You couldn't just be like, nobody could get that right?
Is that what it is?
Probably.
I don't know. I tried.
If I'm in a fucking interview and they ask me that, I'm like,
I tried. It's probably the trick. It's probably like,
be here for 5
like,
hours?
Exactly. I just totally, like, pretended to do it, and I was like, 27.4. They were like, no.
Yeah, they probably want to find out if you're a dickhead.
Yeah, I'm a bullshitter, and they got me, dude. I was fucking feeding them. I was trying to hit them with some math.
Dude.
But, so I went back to this place. So we didn't go, he got invited, and we were, like, bullshitting around. I'm like, dude, how funny would it be if I just came? Because it was, like a cocktail hour slash, like, welcome to the thing. So I actually went with them. I put on a shirt and tie and went, infiltrated.
Yeah,
and actually went to this thing. It was an open bar. So they're like, well, you know, we'll get you drinks, whatever you want. So I started sipping Cran vodkas. And I got fucking hammered at this thing. And then I started, but I had a written in name tag, which only the staff who worked there had. Because I showed up and I was like, where's my name tag? And they're like, whatever, we don't have it. So I looked like I worked there. So I started walking around to, like, the recruits. And people would ask me questions like, what do you think it's like working here? I'm like, this place sucks, dude. It was like, all right. Oh, it was fun.
Nice.
Then I told the staff, I was like, yo, I don't even work here. I'm just fucking here. And they, like, told everyone I had to leave.
I worked for the state, and I went into this one house that was a house for schizophrenic men.
Ooh.
Whew, that was rough.
It's got to be a nightmare.
They did smoke their fucking dicks.
They
also
don't stop, yeah.
But they also don't care about themselves.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, they were all fat as fuck. They were all in shitty sweatsuits.
Holy fuck.
Just covered in stains and shit, just walking around.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they were nuts. I mean, literally.
Dude,
it's probably not the right thing to say about it.
I watched a documentary. It was about, like, a place like that for to treat people. It was in central Pennsylvania. It was in the 80s. So there was just, like, dudes in, like, Miami Dolphins sweatpants tackling fucking schizophrenics. I'm like, dude, fucking chill.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what my job was. Yeah. I had to go.
You were an orderly?
No. I had to go, if there was an incident,
yeah.
I had to go investigate the incident and find out if the orderly was wrong or not.
Holy
fuck.
So,
like, we'd watch security footage of these dudes just spearing retarded guys. Just Terry Tate off his linebacker and a bunch of retarded guys around the house.
In the documentary, the one dude is schizophrenic and, like, has, like, a mild case of Down syndrome. So he was, like, the guy's... the
I don't
doctor,
know, dude. Do you have mild Downs?
Me?
No, I mean...
No, I think I don't know. Yeah, good question.
It seems like mild AIDS.
Either you have it or you don't. Yeah. But that's what this guy said. He was like, well, he's schizophrenic and he has, like, mild, he said mental retardation. And okay. The guy's like, what? And he's like, you're a little retarded. And he's like, anyway, and he kept talking. And the guy was
like, showed
dude,
me this.
It was so funny.
Weren't they sitting next to each other?
Yeah, right next to each other. Yeah. He's like, I'm what? He's like, you're retarded. And he was like, okay.
It was so fucking funny.
Yeah, that was definitely the most depressing job I've ever had.
That had to have been insane.
Well, it wasn't. We usually didn't deal with adults. It was usually kids.
See, that's just as bad, if not worse.
Especially because it was like juvenile, like detention centers and shit.
Yeah, this guy cried because he put his head, like, near the window and the sun beamed on his head, and he, like, for, like, 2 days was like, the sun hit my head, and, like, freaked the fuck out.
Oh,
dude, like, Jesus. How do you even talk someone down from that? It's like, I don't know, bud.
I think...
Swallow these things and just go to bed for a while.
My first day, someone killed themselves. A kid killed themselves.
Good Lord.
Himself, and we had to go... Yeah, never mind. Yeah. And we had to investigate that.
Yeah.
That was rough.
Holy fuck.
And then my last day, well, I got fired.
You got fired from the nut house?
I did not give a fuck about this job.
You're like a young Ken Kesey.
And I got fired, and the last day, like when I was like leaving, they were like, "Oh, we have to go to Pittsburgh." I was like, "Why?" They were like, two of the kids beat another kid to death with a vacuum cleaner." And I was like, "All right, I'm
perfect.
Going home."
Perfect.
Jesus Christ, I'm going home.
Fuck.
Yeah, that was miserable, man.
Oh.
But I was in an office of all ladies,
mm-hmm.
and they fucking hated me, dude.
Of course.
They hated me, and there was one other dude, and he was like, he played the game. He was like their fucking, like they all loved him. They thought he was the hottest guy in the world. He was just this like volleyball player.
That's
he
so
sucks
funny.
Dick, dude. I saw through all his little gay fucking game. He flirted with every chick there. Like he, like I, the one chick was like, "We're like office husband and wife. You're my office husband."
Ew.
And I was like, "Dude, if your fucking husband found out about that, he'd beat that guy to death with a fucking vacuum."
Oh, it's so fucking funny. Yeah, they didn't like that at all, did they?
They didn't like my attitude.
Oh my God.
I just sat there. Oh yeah, and they didn't have a desk for me, so I had the secretary's desk at just the front of the office.
Oh.
This fucking lady recorded how long my lunches were.
The fuck?
It was like 35 minutes instead of 30.
Did they know your sister?
No.
I was going to say, there's a chance they just didn't like your sister.
No, they didn't know my sister, and they didn't know the power that my sister had. And they didn't know that I was late every day because I was riding in with my sister.
Yeah.
Who could be late. And I never told my sister I was getting in trouble for being
late.
Yeah,
you told me that, and then you got fired for being late.
I got fired for being late. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like 5 minutes late.
That's
at
insane.
The most every day.
That's
I fucking
and what you're
I hate
dealing
that
with
so much.
And what you're dealing with, yeah. It's like, dude, give you a couple
like,
minutes.
Let's go
in
investigate
morning.
A child's suicide. Also, you're 3 minutes late, and your lunch was 4 minutes long.
That's
so
insanity.
We're gonna have to write you up. I was like, all right, write me up.
Yeah,
what happens?
Please.
What happens if you write me up? Like, well, we just have it written down. I'm just like, all right.
I tried to quit one time a job, and they just were like, no. It was the same. I would fantasize all day in this cold calling place about getting fired.
Oh, cold
and the
calling
one,
sucks.
Dude, the one lady came in. It was the owner's sister, and I fucking hated this lady. She came in, and she was like, I forget what I've been. She wanted me to do this like bullshit fucking task of like going through all these envelopes and opening up letters and reading them. I was just like, I'm not doing that. Straight up Bartleby, like, no. I'd prefer not to.
Bartleby?
Yeah, it was Bartleby the Scrivener. It was like a short story you had to read in college about a guy.
Okay.
The guy came up and he was like, "Bartleby, can you do this?" And he's like, "I'd prefer not to." And the guy's like, "I don't know what to do with this fucking guy." So I Bartleby this lady, and I was like, I'm not doing that. I was like, I just refuse. She was like, "You can't refuse." I'm like, "Please." I literally told this. It was like my boss. I was like, I fantasize all day about getting fired. Like, fire me.
Yeah, man. Some places won't fire you. If you want to get fired, they will not fire you.
And that put a bad thing, because then when I was at the dog walking place, I figured I could fucking show my hand there, and instantly fired me. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, well, get the fuck out.
So I worked when I sold cars right out of high school.
Yeah.
I was pretty obviously quitting. Like, the whole time I was there, that place, that was great. Like, you could show up late as fuck.
Yeah.
If you sold a car, you could pretty much just, I would just leave.
Yeah.
Every day. I did not give a fuck. I could not believe they kept me. They kept me. I quit.
Yeah.
I ended up leaving. And then the job I had here at Ardmore.
Mm-hmm.
They kept me.
Oh, that was insane.
That was crazy.
You think I go sit in my car for like a half an hour?
I would just leave every day. I also would show up like 3 hours late every single day. They're like, try to be here at 8. I would walk in at 10 and be like, this is pretty good. I'd be like, all right. They kept me again.
Dude, that's so funny.
But yeah, I don't think I can have a job.
No.
I'm certain. I'm going to need one.
But yeah.
Good Lord.
I can work for like 3 days at a time, and then it'll get to the point where I'll be like standing in a job like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
At least you're doing like manual shit.
Which is nice.
I've done that. Even then, I still showed up pretty fucking late every time.
Yeah. Though that's another place. They might, sometimes places like that will tolerate it. If you can get shit, if they know you'll get something done. But I just like the like just not thinking. If I am at a job, I don't want to think, and I don't want to deal with anyone.
Yeah. Well, enough job stuff.
Yeah, enough monster.com.
No one gives a fuck.
Not at all. Dude.
All these people are stuck in their mindless dog shit jobs.
I know. Caught in the fucking labyrinth.
You and me are doing it right, dude.
We're
long
free.
Hair, sweatsuit.
Long hair, sweatsuits. I've been farting horribly for 3 days.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Dude, I worked in a fucking ice cream factory, and it sucks dick. Factories fucking suck. You ever work in a factory?
Fuck no, dude.
Factories are the worst.
Oh, no, I've worked in the closest thing to a factory. I worked in a warehouse, and that was fucking dismal.
Warehouses are terrible, but working,
nothing like a factory.
I've worked on assembly lines.
Yeah.
I've worked on I worked in a fucking...
I mean, working in a... That's literally for the dumbest people.
Yeah. I worked in a part of the ice cream factory where we were putting glue into a hot glue machine that would seal the packages.
So you weren't even part of the ice cream process. You were part
Fuck
of
no.
constructing, like, the Breyers container.
Oh, of course. Hershey's. Hershey's ice cream, dude. And
imagine clocking fucking 50 years of that.
Also, this is a... Be there. Your workday starts at 5 a.m.
Of course, dude. You're at the fucking ice cream factory.
So that means I'm waking up in my house in Mechanicsburg at 4 a.m.
Dude.
And working. Dude, you would work 12-hour days.
Of course you do.
You would work 5 to 5.
Jesus Christ.
Can you fucking imagine that?
No.
And it's all... It was just putting glue into a container for 12
what
hours.
The fuck? Where'd you get this job?
My fucking dad, dude.
He put you in the factory?
My dad would give me the worst jobs he could think of.
Your dad fucking 8-miled you?
My dad put me in a factory, yeah. They pretty much fired me.
Dude, you are B-Rabbit.
I fucking... Oh, no. B-Rabbit was working hard in the factory. I was figuring out how long I could sleep in the locker room, in the break room.
You got fired from the ice cream
there was
factory.
Also, there was also a freezer that was like negative 30 degrees, and you couldn't work in there longer than like a half hour at a time.
Really?
So it had to be a half hour on, a half hour off. Which that was a good job.
Yeah, that's fucking great.
You go fucking work, but when
that's
you're in the
churning
freezer,
the cream though, dude, in the freezer.
No. You never have to fucking.
You weren't shooting.
They're not letting fucking retards touch the ice cream.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
I used to work at Brewster's, dude. I was a retard touching the ice cream.
Well, maybe when they serve it, but I mean, like the factory workers. Yeah, you could touch it.
Who the fuck have touching the ice cream?
But nobody's making it. Those guys aren't making it.
But they have like fucking
have
scientists
machines,
in there.
Dude. They have machines.
Oh yeah, they have robots.
It just flows right into a fucking vat.
They have like white coat scientists
fucking
mixing the strawberries.
Some guy from Duncan stirring ice cream. Nobody knows Duncan. Everybody there was from fucking Duncan. Everybody there had to commute like over an hour to get to this place.
God damn,
it was
damn,
the worst
man.
Job I've ever seen in my
Jesus
life.
Jesus Christ.
And you had to wear a fucking jumpsuit.
Of course.
There was, guy,
the out.
There was a guy. There was a guy. Oh, all right, good. I got a good story. Yeah. There was a fat fucking guy next to me.
Was he the tester?
His locker next to me, and he would always sleep on it. He would always sleep on my fucking locker.
Oh.
And he had, and he was always like half naked, and he had he had fucking tan lines from wearing overalls.
Oh.
Like he had suspender tan lines, which means when he's home and cutting the lawn and all that shit. Just suspenders. Just this obese guy. And he was pretty much blind. And he and I worked in this tiny ass room together. And he would just walk into me. Like I'd be standing there.
God.
And he would be from me to you. And I'd be watching him the whole way. He would just walk right into me. And I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing, Rick?
So you guys are holding the hot glue guns?
Well, that was when I was working on the metal that surrounds the giant cardboard containers.
Oh, my God.
There's a metal ring at the top of these big barrels.
And it's literally like...
So sharp. They would cut my fucking hands all day.
And you're just literally metal ring on.
Metal ring.
Metal ring
no,
on.
Loading like 40 or 50 metal, long metal, I don't know what the fuck they are, slices into this machine. That would then make them a circle.
This is never ending all day.
Damn, dude. I can't explain that well at all.
I know exactly.
I
no,
exactly
I know
exactly how
about.
All the factory workers do. But then one day, towards the end of my illustrious career, Rick was taking a shit.
Oh, my God.
And I stuck my cell phone over the stall because I knew he was blind.
Yeah.
He was an old, fat, blind guy at this factory. And I filmed him taking a shit just for like 20 seconds. And then,
my God.
And then I showed my sister when I got home and she started laughing. And then my mom got a hold of it and started fucking crying.
No.
My mom saw it and cried. And she was like, is this what you're into?
Filming blind guy shitting.
She was so disheartened by how shitty a move that was.
She thought you were filming blind guy shitting at the ice cream factory. Dude, that's so funny.
It was the worst. I used to sit there and try to throw shit into this one guy's pocket of his jumpsuit. And then if I ever got one in, like a glue chip, if I ever got one in, I'd be like, come over here. You want to see a magic trick? And I'd show him a glue chip. I'd be like, watch this. Check your back pocket right now. And he'd reach in and be like, how'd you do that? He literally didn't have teeth. He's the first guy I met that didn't have teeth. He had he had no teeth.
Dude, of course, you worked at the ice cream factory. You probably only ate ice cream for dinner ever, dude.
I worked at the fucking ice cream factory. It was the worst.
That sounds fucking horrible.
That was a scared straight job. That was all right, I'm going back to school.
You better.
And then one time my dad got me a job.
You were in basically, you were in Wonka land in a fucking jumpsuit all day.
It's horrific. Being an Oompa Loompa is the worst job you can have.
Just, they fucking painted you orange, put green hair on you, and sent you to the fucking ice cream factory.
It was the worst. And,
go ahead.
Then I worked. My dad always just got me jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But he always made sure he gave me the worst fucking job.
This is a good move.
And then I worked at an auto auction where I had to clean out the repoed cars.
Yeah, it's tough.
All summer, just cleaning out.
Jesus.
And then during the day, and if your car gets repoed, you don't give a fuck about your car.
No.
Like, so there's diapers and fucking condoms.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, literally shit.
Especially if you know it's coming. If you know they're going to get you, it's like, fuck it.
And I had to clean those out. And that's, I mean, that's in the middle of fucking July, so it's like 120 degrees.
Sucks. And like a hot.
A fucking old Dodge Charger filled with fucking shit.
Dude, I made a sex tape around that time, and I was working.
All right, one more.
I was working for these builders. So, like, I made this thing. I had, like, a shitty little flip cam, and it was, like, a minute and a half of just, like, me fucking just getting lured and out, getting reverse cowgirled.
Damn,
I fucking showed. I came into work and showed my one boss was like 75, and I showed him and showed the other guy, and they let me stay in the trailer all day and like show everyone else his fucking sex tape. And fucking my dad somehow found out through like proxy fucking like the White Trash Construction Network, dude, and someone told on me. So he's like, I was in the computer room, he's like, you fucking asshole. And I was like, what? And he's like, you're a piece of shit. Her dad would kick your ass if he knew. I'm like, my brother's in the chair being like, Matt Holmes, Matt Holmes. So yeah, dude, I got busted. It's right around Wednesday when you're driving into work, figuring out, just trying to be like, who the fuck's controlling my life? Why the fuck am I working here? What happened?
Oh, God.
You're driving, you're going, it'll all be over.
I'll tell you what, don't get too wild. I got wild when I got into the work. When I was in the work grind, I was just like, fuck this shit, dude. I'm going to learn Spanish and move to Spain.
Yeah, dude.
And then I did it.
And you're like,
And then I got to Spain. I was like, Spain sucks, dude. I got to go back to America, dude. This is fucking gay.
Yeah, I don't do well at the jobs. I show up and I'm like,
yeah, man.
I just try to abuse different substances and see what helps me get through the. Like, I tried drinking coffee. I got panic attacks. Tried smoking weed. I felt weird. And I'm like, all right, I got to get a different job where I can smoke weed or something. This isn't fucking working.
Yeah, jobs just.
Well, if you're good at it and you get to like kind of boss people around, it's fucking sick. If you can just be in charge of two people, your job's fun.
Yeah, but if you have a dumb person telling you what to do,
I've literally
that's a really negative.
That's
experience.
All I've ever known. I've never been the boss.
Yeah, it's kind of really suck having, to, especially because almost every boss is kind of a fucking idiot.
Yeah, like you're talking about middle
like
management.
Like when you're starting, yeah. Because now you're looking at like a 40-year-old, 50-year-old who's like barely in control. Like you're their only minion.
Yeah.
And you just started working.
God damn.
So like they're at their pinnacle of their career.
Oh, that's also like.
And they're like a sad middle idiot.
We also like, you don't even realize it, but that's like, this dude's dealing with like boner problems. And he's just totally
going through
fucking
hell.
Whipping you. Totally
definitely,
whipping you.
Definitely is divorced. Definitely just lost wife and kids.
He thinks he has cancer.
He's got a fucking condo.
There's a dude who's like, boner doesn't work, thinks he has cancer, and you show up and he's like, get the fucking gun.
Yeah.
You're like, this guy's a fucking asshole.
And you show up and you're like, dude, I'm just trying to read Hemingway and move to Spain, bro. There's so much more to life. He's like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I tried to experience it and I lost it all. Now I have a fucking rental car and I live in a fucking condo.
He's like, no shit, I have colon cancer. I know about life.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm facing my death right now.
My wife fucked her fucking CrossFit trainer.
Oh, man.
Took the kids.
Dude, this is all under like fluorescent lighting.
This is all under fluorescent lighting.
Styrofoam cups of coffee with little fucking bite marks from you just fucking biting into them.
Oh,
like, God fucking damn it.
Fuck, dude, I'm getting fucking flashbacks. Actually, I kind of have decent memories of my job. I sold cars. It was actually kind of fun.
In real deal offices, and it's like,
yeah, I did
Jesus
that too.
Christ, like
that,
corporate
there
office.
There was nothing good about that. I worked for the state in an office.
Good God.
And that, and I mean, I got to go on the road a little bit during the week. But,
yeah, but you
like,
went on the road to like.
I went
broken
on the road
homes.
To like. Yeah, I went on the road to like child jails.
So your reprieve from a crushing boredom was just watching devastated lives.
Yeah, it was interviewing a kid who was like, "Yeah, my dad raped me, and I ended up raping my sister," and it was like, "Duh."
You're like so nice to be out of the
office. This is so much better than fluorescent lights.
God, yeah, really.
Iridescent or whatever the fuck they are.
It's fluorescent.
That was fucking that's the worst. And that ceiling.
The drop fucking soft drop ceiling on
ugh.
You. Good God.
Damn, dude, there's definitely a listener right now that's just listening to this like oh,
on their
man.
Way, just being like, I'm I going to exactly what they described. But you know, you have way more money than us. You can take your girlfriend to like shitty all inclusive things in Mexico.
Yeah, that's fun though.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I'm
it's
trying
sad
to
too.
Fucking give these guys something.
Well,
man.
I'm gonna say, hey, life is suffering. Just fucking suck it up.
Yeah, I'm losing all my friends, dude. I don't know about you.
Well, fucking,
all my
they
friends.
Know, dude. They're laughing. They're commiserating. It's
all
nice
my friends are having kids.
When the fucking well, at
kids,
least they have the joy of the
jobs.
Children. At least
yeah,
they have the joy of the children.
Yeah, but that sucks, isn't that? Is that
no,
it?
No, because that it's dude. It's like
it does program you to have a happy life once you have a kid. I think.
I think it does, and it also makes you more interested in selling fucking napkins.
Yeah.
I'm not being a dick. I'm dead serious. Like when I don't care about sports. I've tried. I like made an effort to watch sports and care about them. But in one time in college, I tried to be a bookie, and like when I had money on the games, I was just like every play. I was like, oh fuck!
Oh God! I bet you were nuts. You tried to be a bookie?
Yeah.
Holy fuck! I never heard about this.
Well,
venture.
I didn't care about sports so much that I just like stopped watching them and let people send me voicemails. So people just started being like. I'm doubling down again. I'm doubling down again. They would do it all day.
Yeah,
come
yeah.
home, be like, fuck, he fucking won again. So I quit being a bookie. I wasn't good at it. But those
really?
Games I did watch, man, holy fuck, that's fun.
Yeah, it is
betting
very
on sports
fun.
Is fun.
Betting on
so
sports
if you have
is
a
very
kid,
fun.
Just bet on sports. You'll be all right.
That's what my dad did.
Yeah, hell yeah. That'll get you through it. Drink
Every,
some coffee.
Actually, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, pretty much all my friends bet on sports.
Gets the blood pumping, dude.
Betting on sports is fun.
That's all you do.
We're sponsored by fracking, betting on sports illegally,
and vaping. But all that stuff about the, you know, sometimes you got to show up at the office. But again, eventually you have to be the boss, so, you know. And I do get jealous, though, when those dudes have, like, company parties. Like, I was at a company party.
Company parties are fun.
Like, I sit by myself all day in front of a computer, and I hear about people at, like, holiday parties.
Now,
like,
company parties
nice.
Are fun.
Oh, also
Fridays, dude. When you get off work on a Friday,
I know
it's the best feeling
in
the world.
And like, you get to meet like you have actually have like girls in your life.
True.
I don't meet if I meet girls they're like weird.
They're female
weirdos,
comics
yeah,
with half their head shaved, and they're like, "Yeah, thanks for touching it." It's like I didn't touch you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I tried to give you a hug when you came in because that's how I, you know.
Don't high five me. Give me a hug. It's just never ending.
Yeah, if you try to shake their hand, it's like, why wouldn't you give me a hug? It's like, all right, I'm trying, lady.
Yeah, I just don't want to look at you because I'm scared of you. How about that? But, yeah,
I
you get
fear
to hang out.
Your fucking mental instability.
You get to have a fucking hot little, you know, stoke
yeah,
something
some
up with your coworkers. Yeah. I'm telling you,
I don't like
my
fucking lady working.
It's you got to, well... Teaching's not bad.
Thankfully, she's a
bunch
kindergarten
of,
teacher.
Bunch of fucking chalk hands, dude.
Bunch of chalk hands.
You gotta watch
dude.
Out for like
all
cool,
those ladies. No,
cool
no, no.
English teachers.
There's no cool English teachers in a kindergarten.
That's true.
Yeah, like, she's
like,
fine there.
That'd be funny to see some guy with like long hair leaning against the board, like cat can run.
Yeah. You guys want to see something real cool? Check out Salinger. It's like, dude, these are fucking kindergartners. Kids
Check
five.
Out that book that has like fuzz and 3D pop-ups. It's very deep.
Yeah, if you're a male kindergarten teacher, you're not a threat to me.
They should arrest you if you try to fucking apply
if
for that job.
If you're a male kindergarten teacher?
Like, I want to work with kindergartners. It's like, yeah, all right, buddy, come here.
Yeah, something's, yeah.
How about you pick up trash on the highway?
How
about
we put you in the back of this paddy wagon and hit you with sticks for a while till we knock all this bullshit out of your head?
You fucking chalk hands, get out of here.
Dude, never mind. God damn it, dude.
I love chalk hands.
Chalk hands is great. Chalk hands is a derogatory term for professors
Teachers.
Who have never spent a fucking day of their life working. They went to school for their entire life and then stayed in school.
I couldn't get out of there fast enough. Now all I do, I just want to get back into school. I'm like, man, school is the best.
I could have been a high school professor or
really?
college professor, excuse me. High school history teacher, college history teacher. I would have been down with that.
I'd have to be a college professor.
College professor would have been sick.
I need him to be legal, bro.
You need the bays legal?
I need the bays to be legal, dude.
You need those student bays legal?
I'm not trying to catch one of those cases, dude. bunch of little Britney Spears, tough. Hit Me Babies One More Time. Walking
oh,
around,
my
dude.
God. Fucking, oh, no my way, God, dude. Don't even get me started on these bays again.
I know my limits, dude. There was a karaoke bar. I think it's Yakitori Boy. So it was like, a Korean karaoke bar.
Oh, boy. Here and he goes, dude.
No, no, no.
What are you going to say this time?
Nothing bad. But I was there. I was with, like, coworkers or whatever. I used to work in an office, like a real estate office. So we're all out at, like, this karaoke bar. It's like a company team building thing. And I'm all drunk, and how it works here is they just have a microphone. When it's your turn, you know your song, and someone hands you a mic. So they play, like, Korean, like, top 40 hits in Korean, and no one took the mic. So I went on stage. I was like, oh, sorry.
Oh, my God, dude.
I thought I was just singing. I was trying to sing along to the song. I wasn't trying to be a dick. And the whole place went silent, and someone was like, boo. All my coworkers were like,
damn,
all right,
dude. You've been racist as fuck.
I didn't think that would be bad. No one who took the mic,
of
so I decided.
Of course that's bad, dude. You can't
I know
get
a little
on
Korean.
Sing in a fucking
yeah, but
Korean
I know
voice.
A little, I know how to speak
you know,
a little Korean.
You know, like, two fucking
and
words.
Anaseo is hello. Pikyo is move. I was in a warehouse. They'd be like, pikyo. That's get out of the way. Pikyo. That was my 20s, dude. Getting yelled at by Koreans in a beer warehouse. Getting married and losing to fucking Street Fighter.
Yeah, Asians have fucking tortured you, dude.
They fucking killed. I used to have to empty the shitty paper, dude. Oh, at the Korean warehouse, the boss would give me. We couldn't fucking flush the toilet paper. I think I said this before.
Yeah, you did, but it's still.
The shitty paper, dude, blowing crazy. In the wind, coming at my face.
Oh, be cute.
I'll be cute. They used to call me Tom's brother. That was my name for 6 months. Tom's brother, come to the office. They had a fucking loudspeaker. Psh, I'm come to the obish. I'd hear that, Nick, motherfuckers.
You're at a fucking war camp. I was just breaking rocks.
A Korean gulag, dude. Yeah. Just stacking Miller Lights.
Oh, Matcha brother, take out the shitty paper.
Psh, Matcha brother, empty the shit paper. That guy would fucking... He actually ended up liking me. But he would bring me into the office. He'd get pizza, and he'd be like, "Oh, you can have the one topping slice."
Oh my God!
It was you get three slices: one pepperoni, the other two were plain.
Damn!
And then when I got in his good graces, he was like, "Have as many a topping slice as you like."
Oh fuck!
I was the only dude who showed up the one day, so I got to have two sauces.
That was definitely a gulag.
That was, dude. I was in a fucking gulag.
You were. If they're rationing out toppings on a pizza like it's a reward, that's fucking insane.
He used to give me calendars as a gift.
Right, so now your little fucking Jew theory is coming into play. You had one bad boss, and now you think all Koreans...
I don't think anything about them. I actually love this guy. There's a dude, Jimmy, who's my man. But he used to give me calendars in Korea. There's this weird custom. It's a business custom where you give people in like your business circle calendars of schoolgirls, but like in school, full schoolgirl clothes. Like they're not like dressed sexily. It's just young school women in like their school pictures.
What?
It's fucking... But it's in that like garb. So it's like an 18-year-old girl dressed as a schoolgirl just smiling nicely into a fucking camera. I used to give them to me. I'm like, thanks, dude. It's fucking weird as shit.
Holy fuck.
It's kind of hot, though.
And his name was Jimmy?
No, Mr. Kim. Jimmy was like the dude who was like the man.
Is Jimmy Korean?
Yeah. Jimmy came from Korea. He was
in
the army.
How do you say Jimmy in Korean?
I don't know what his name is.
Jimmy.
Like South Park. He was the man. He actually slept upstairs with the beer distributor. And the day he finally decided to leave, this guy had worked for this guy for like 15 years, scrapped all of his money together, got an apartment, and the big boss, when he was like, instead of helping him move, just kicked his stuff down the stairs as he was mad at him for leaving.
Holy shit.
Because he was his eye in the sky in the warehouse. This guy lived in a fucking beer warehouse and was finally like, I've worked hard to get an apartment, and the guy was like, you a loser, and kicked the shit down the stairs. Why you leave?
Oh, man.
That place was the shit.